On a recent programme of Sounds Irish, I played a track by Golden Bough. Can't remember exactly what it was. I'm going to play you another one of their tracks now. This has a lovely sort of folky feel about it. It's called My Lovely Irish Maid. And listen to the lyrics, because like a lot of Irish ballads, it tells a story.
As I rode out one morning so early as I strayed, it being all in the month of May, the birds sang in the shade, and the sun shone out right merrily, and following with pride were the primroses and daisies down by Blackwater side. I had not gone but half a mile when there by chance I spied two lovers talking as they walked down by Blackwater's side. And as he entwined her in his arms, these words to her he said, "It is when I am in America I'll prove true to my Irish maid. It's when you are in America some Yankee girls you'll find, and you'll have sweethearts of your own, more pleasing to your eye. You will forget these promises and vows to me you made. Oh, stay at home and do not roam from your lovely Irish maid." It is when I am in America some Yankee girls I'll see, but they must be very handsome to remind me love of thee. For there's not a flower in yonder grove, no bloom in yonder glade, that can remind me love of you, my lovely Irish maid. "It's many's the foolish youth," she said, "has fled to some foreign shore, leaving his own true love behind, perhaps to see no more. It's in the crossing of the Atlantic foam sometimes these graves are laid. Oh, stay at home and do not roam from your lovely Irish maid." Like two fond hearts together this couple did embrace, like honey drops upon the dew the tears rolled down her face, saying, "There's not a day that you're away but I'll visit still these glades, until you do return again to your lovely Irish maid."
Along with some fine singing there, some good instrumental work as well. Golden Bough and My Lovely Irish Maid. I've played on the programme a few times the Foster and Allen version of this next song, but I want to play for you now the Frank McCafferty version. And there's a lovely song that echoes the sentiments, I'm sure, of many of an Irish exile today. If we only had old Ireland over here.
I was dreaming of old Ireland and Killarney's lakes and fells. I was dreaming of the shamrock and the dear old Shandon bells. When my memory suggested in a vision bright and clear all the strange things that would happen if we had old Ireland here. If the Blarney Stone stood out on Sydney Harbour, and Dublin Town to Melbourne came to stay, if the Shannon River joined the Brisbane waters, and Killarney's lakes flowed into Botany Bay. If the Shandon bells rang out in old Fremantle, and County Cork in Adelaide did appear, Erin's sons would never roam, all the boys would stay at home, if we only had old Ireland over here. There are lots of lively dancers on the village green. There are lots of lovely colleagues, the finest ever seen. Where the boys are all called Paddy and the girls called Molly dear. Sure we'd wrap the green flag round them if we had old Ireland here. If the Blarney Stone stood out on Sydney Harbour, and Dublin Town to Melbourne came to stay, if the Shannon River joined the Brisbane waters, and Killarney's lakes flowed into Botany Bay. If the Shandon bells rang out in old Fremantle, and County Cork in Adelaide did appear, Erin's sons would never roam, all the boys would stay at home, if we only had old Ireland over here. If we only had old Ireland over here.
And now a song from a man who I always say sounded just like my father, God rest him. I'm talking about Ronnie Drew. Now, before the Dubliners started, Ronnie Drew had his own little trio, and then they were joined by Luke Kelly, and they became the Dubliners. But listen to Ronnie singing, telling us all about what happened down in the park.
It was down by Christchurch that I first met with Annie, a neat little girl and not a bit shy. She told me her father, that came from Dungannon, would take her back home in the sweet by and by. And what's it to any man whether or no, whether I'm easy or whether I'm true? As I lifted up petticoat easy and slow, and I tied up me sleeve for to buckle her shoe. Oh, down along Thomas Street, down by the Liffey, The sunshine was gone and the evening grew dark. Along be Kingsbridge, and be going at Yippee. Me arms were around her beyond in the park. And what's it to any man whether or no? Whether I'm easy or whether I'm true? As I lifted a petticoat easy and slow, and I tried up me sleeve for to buckle her shoe. From city or country, a girl is a jewel, and well known for gripping the most of them are. But any young fella, he's really a fool if he tries it the first time for to go a bit far. And what's it to any man whether or no? Whether I'm easy or whether I'm true? As I lifted a petticoat easy and slow, and I tied up me sleeve for to buckle her shoe. I strolled with this fine maid far out in the country, the blossoms around us all crying for dew. On a violet clad bench, sure I sat down beside her, and tied up me sleeve for to buckle her shoe. And what's it to any man whether or no, if I came to the fore when she gave me the cue? She closed her eyes tightly as she murmured full low, be good enough, dear, for to buckle my shoe. Oh, the heathery hills were all dancing around us. False things in the world turned out to be true. When she put her arms round me and kissed me and murmured, you've neatly and tenderly tied up my shoe. And what's it to any man whether or no, if I ventured quite gamely to see the thing through? When she lifted her petticoat, silent and slow, and I tied up me sleeve or to buckle her shoe.
Well, Joe, give the song its correct name. It was Ronnie Drew singing Easy and Slow. Now, for a little bit of fun from Planxty, this is a reel entitled The Jolly Beggar.
A jolly beggar man came tripping o'er the plain. He came unto a farmer's door, a lodging for to gain. The farmer's daughter, she came down and mewed him cheek and chin. She says, he is a handsome man, I pray you take him in. We'll go no more a-roving, a-roving in the night. We'll go no more a-roving, let the moonshine surprise. We'll go no more a-roving. He would not lie within the barn, nor yet within the byre, but he would in the corner lie down by the kitchen fire. Oh, then the beggar's bed was made of good clean sheets and hay, and down beside the kitchen fire the jolly beggar lay. We'll go no more a-roving, a-roving in the night. We'll go no more a-roving, let the moon shine so bright. We'll go no more a-roving. The farmer's daughter, she got up to bolt the kitchen door, and there she saw the beggar standing naked on the floor. He took the daughter in his arms, and to the bed he ran. Kind sir, she says, be easy now, you'll waken our good man. We'll go no more a-roving in the night. We'll go no more a-roving, let the moon shine so bright. We'll go no more a-roving. Now you are no beggar, beggar, you are some gentleman. For you have stole my maidenhead, and I am quite undone. I am the lord, I am the squire of beggars, I be one. And beggars, they be robbers all, so you are quite undone. We'll go no more a-roving, a-roving in the night. We'll go no more a-roving, let the moon shine so bright. We'll go no more a-roving. She took the bed in both her hands and threw it at the wall. Says, go you with the beggar man, my maidenhead and all. We'll go no more a-roving, a-roving in the night. We'll go no more a-roving, let the moon shine so bright. We'll go no more a-roving.
Shiv a Geirstucht sounds Irish, Le Misha Joe Bollard. And now a track from a singer that I've come to like more and more the more I listen to him. I'm speaking of Mick Galvin, and this is a lovely song for all you Cavan people out there who are listening to me in what part of the world you're in. If you're from County Cavan, this song is just for you, telling us the beauties of the Cavan girl.
As I walk the road from Kilishandra, weary I sit down. For it's 12 long miles around the lake to get to Cavan town. To alter on the road I go would seem beyond compare. Now I curse the time it takes to reach my Cavan girl so fair. The autumn shades are on the leaves, trees will soon be bare. Each red coat leaf around me seems the color of her hair. My gazed retreat defies my feet, and once again I sigh. When a broken pool of sky reminds the color of her eyes. At the Cavan Cross, each Sunday morning, it's there she can be found. She seems to have the eye of every boy in Cavan town. If my love will hold, I'll have the golden summer of her smile. And to break the hearts of Cavan men, she'll talk to me a while. So next Sunday evening finds me homeward, Kilishandra bound, to work a week till I return to court in Coventown. When asked if she would be my bride, at least she's not said no. So next Sunday morning, rouse myself and back to her I'll go. So next Sunday morning, rouse myself and back to her I'll go.
Now, friends, I'm going into my archives for this one because I'm going way back to the 50s, and it's taken from a vinyl album. That shows you how old it is. Mind you, they're all coming back into vogue again, are they not? Here's Ruby Murray, sounding as though she's singing in the bathroom, with a song that you all know so well.
When Irish eyes are smiling, sure it's like a morn in spring. In the lilt of Irish laughter, you can hear the angels sing. And when Irish hearts are happy, all the world seems bright and gay. And when Irish eyes are smiling, sure they steal your heart away.
Leaving the last word, or musical word, note, call it what you will, with Richie Remo. Richie is a fine country singer. He really is tremendous. One of the best country singers and fiddle players to come out of Ireland for many a year. Here he's telling us the story of Mary Ann.
When I was just a little boy, holes in both my shoes, I met Mary Ann one day. She told me the terrible news. Her daddy's left her mommy now, after only 14 years. A lonely child with a broken heart, in her eyes filled with tears. Will you dance with me, Mary Ann, and hold onto my hand? I will guide you through the night and help you understand. Will you waltz around the floor with your head held up high? Mary Ann, the only child, young lady, and now at last, Mary has a family need. Myself and Mary had a child, a boy that's loved so dear. In most our life is family and my friends. The Father, Son, and the Holy Ghost, and faith in the Lord, amen. Will you dance with me, Mary Ann, and hold to my hand? I will guide you through the night and help you understand. Will you waltz around the floor with your head held up real high? Mary Ann, the only child, that lady is now my wife. Will you dance with me, Mary Ann, and hold to my hand? I will guide you through the night and help you understand. Will you waltz around the floor with your head held up real high? Mary Ann, the only child, that lady is now my wife. Mary Ann, the only child, that lady is now my wife.
Richie Remo bringing this week's Sounds Irish to a close, telling us the story of Mary Ann. Well, friends, on this week's programme, we've had a lot of repetition of tracks that we play, but I just want to point out that many people write to me regarding some of the songs that I play, and I find myself quite often wondering if I'm playing the same songs over and over again. That's why I try, whenever possible, to give you various versions of various songs. I think you understand what I'm trying to say. But nevertheless, I hope you enjoyed the programme. Friends, don't forget that email address, and it's you not to worry about my name. You don't have to put the name at all in the email. It's everton274@sky.com. I'll spell it. everton274@sky.com. Now, I'm not sure if I've pointed it out on this programme or on my sister programme, My Kind of Music, but the reason for the email is Everton. That's the soccer team that I support and have supported since I was about 7 years old. That's the email address, everton274@sky.com, and put the words Sounds Irish in the subject line. Friends, I hope all is well in your world. I pray that all is well in your world. And friends, if it's not, I also pray that you'll be given the strength to cope, and I'm sure you will. May good God bless you and yours, and of course me and mine. And thank you, God, for allowing my voice to hang out until the end of the programme. Take care of yourselves and of one another. This is Joe Bollett saying, God bless you all. Stay safe. Travel safely. Shalom. Bye.